China, the world's largest importer of raw recycled materials, is enacting stricter quality controls to prevent the import of unsorted or contaminated glass, paper, metals, and plastics, which in the early days of the industry it routinely accepted. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich discovered, Arkansas municipalities and solid waste districts are working strategically to meet demand and bottom lines.
Fayetteville garbage trucks that collect tons of yucky solid waste every year offload it at this transfer station for hauling by semi-tractor trailer to the local landfill. But last year, more than 6,500 tons of raw materials worth more than $2.7 million was recovered in Fayetteville as recycled paper, cardboard, glass, metals, and plastics. Steve Hardister this morning hand sorts recyclables from a green curbside collection crate into various bins on his recycling truck in South Fayetteville, but he occasionally is forced to toss certain plastic containers back into the green crate, which will end up in the trash.
And then we have a big sticker we put on there, and we check off why and what we do and don't recycle. And if you look underneath the bottle, they'll have a little recycling symbol, and it'll tell you what number it is.
Code numbers 1 through 7, depending on the type of plastic. Fayetteville only accepts 1s and 2s, plastic water, juice, and detergent bottles. Brian Pugh, City Solid Waste Reduction Coordinator, says it's all about the marketplace.
For instance, in a number one bottle, the number one end market for that is actually a fiber market. So a plastic water bottle or soda bottle can go into making carpet or clothing or something like that. And then the number two plastics, those typically get made into either more bottles or more jugs, like number two jugs, or they're more durable plastics like construction, piping, plastic lumber.
But more residents are tossing number 3 through 7 stuff, hoping to recycle their plastic Keurig coffee pods, small yogurt cups, grocery sacks, and instant microwavable processed food containers.
Unfortunately, all those other types of plastics, the markets for those are very, very poor right now.
The higher numbered plastics are more expensive to sort and smelt into new products. The industry is still developing. But the more solid waste diverted from landfills as recyclables, the more money counties and cities can save on landfill costs and earn on recycled plastic, paper, cardboard, metals, and glass commodity sales. The biggest consumer of raw U.S. recycled plastics is China. According to the U.S. International Trade Commission, China imported 776,000 metric tons of reclaimed plastic from the U.S. in 2016, valued at $2.3 billion. In the early days of resource recovery, much of that was unsorted and contaminated. But given a global glut of recycled materials emerging from developing nations, China has become more finicky, like Fayetteville, on what it accepts, says Brian Pugh.
So if you send anything over there that's more than a half of a, half a percent, I guess, of contamination, then they're going to reject that.
Because China will no longer accept certain cargo shipping containers packed with bales of mixed plastics and paper, U.S. states are feeling the impact, including Fayetteville, which sells its recyclables domestically.
So, yes, we have experienced price decreases in the plastic markets because, in essence, there's an oversupply of the plastics coming back onto the domestic side right now.
Randy Hall is director of Sebastian County Regional Solid Waste Management District in Fort Smith, one of 18 regional districts in Arkansas. He, too, only accepts clear bottles and jugs at voluntary drop-off centers, no 3 through 7s, which are crushed, baled, and sold to a global recycling manufacturer, Smurfit Kappa Group.
They've got processing plants here in the United States.
Given he has a secure domestic market, his district, he says, has not yet been impacted by the Chinese ban.
We're not seeing any problems at this time with, offloading our plastics.
West Coast cities reportedly are not so fortunate having to stockpile or even landfill recycled waste. Robin Reed, director of Boston Mountain Solid Waste District, headquartered in Prairie Grove, says they produce the best product possible to stay competitive.
That everything is hand-sorted, so we have really clean recycling that comes in from the municipalities and different rural recycling programs. And then we have a public drop-off as well.
Reed says her district recycled more than 40 tons of plastic bottles last year. The Pulaski County Regional Recycling and Waste Reduction District operates a single-stream collection system selling recycled materials to Waste Management, headquartered in Houston. Waste Management, simply by its girth, is reportedly taking a direct financial hit from the Chinese policy. A sea change, however, is needed, Pulaski District Executive Director Craig Douglas says, to clean up the recycling supply chain.
The Chinese policy, there is some good that can come out of that.
His district covers both rural and municipal recycling, including the city of Little Rock, where many residents, he says, don't practice right recycling.
Curbside recycling here in Pulaski County, there are hundreds of tons that are recovered every year. The problem that we face is that many times, regardless of the volume, many times in the curbside recycling carts, recyclable items are mixed in with items that are not recyclable. And when that happens, then there is a very real possibility that the entire recycling cart, the contents of the recycling cart, could end up in the landfill. And that's not what we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to divert material from the landfill.
To meet the growing environmental and market demand for clean, sorted, recycled materials, Douglas last month launched a district-wide educational program called Do Recycling Right.
And that includes what you should always recycle, what you should always put in your recycling cart, and what you should never put in your recycling cart. And so we've got a whole list of do's and don'ts that we're currently advertising. That is included on a website called mydoright.com. We are sending out in the next week a jumbo postcard on do's and don'ts to all households in Pulaski County. And we're also partnering with the media so that they are promoting recycling tips every week and will for the next year.
Americans generate more than 250 million tons of solid waste annually, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. One-third of the waste is composted or recycled. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.